proclamation number 8273 dated the September 15th, 1962. Reason for deformed births. And everyone shall be blessed who hands himself over to me and appeals for my support. I will not close myself to any plea which applies to the salvation of your souls. And whatever you desire to know you shall learn. You humans have to go through the school of the spirit for which I designated the creation work Earth, and every human being will be able to fully mature on it, for it offers opportunities for all levels of development. The souls, however, the once fallen original spirits, developed so differently during their earthly progress in the state of compulsion, that they also require different situations in life. Admittedly, they must have attained a certain degree of maturity in order to be allowed to embody themselves as a human being, yet the closer they came to this lost incarnation the more flexible became the constraints of their external shells, and the spiritual substances bound in the forms were able to make use of this relaxation but also to ignore it. And such is the soul's nature at the start of its path as a human being. These different states of soul also require different earthly paths which can result in total freedom from the form. Even still heavily burdened souls are still able to do this successfully if they voluntarily accept a particularly difficult earthly life. And the soul can decide for itself whether it wants to take this path, since it is shown to the soul before its embodiment. This is one explanation why people suffer physical afflictions, whose arduous fate often makes you question the reason for their condition. But there are also incarnated souls who voluntarily accept an especially difficult earthly progress even though they don't need it themselves, who want to go to Earth from the beyond and ask for my permission in order to thereby help other souls. Hence they don't have to fulfill a mission but they are merely the burden themselves, who offer their fellow human beings the opportunity to practice love, patience, compassion, gentleness, peacefulness and righteousness, who thereby heightens their own state of maturity but have already reached a certain state of maturity in the kingdom of the beyond that allows a new incarnation on earth because their request is motivated by a strong will of love and helpfulness. But then you cannot say that these human beings are in a state of atonement, for immature souls will not be allowed to incarnate again in order to improve their maturity. And you should never forget that no soul is forced to live on earth but voluntarily accepts a fate which it knows in advance. The atonement of a sin on earth is a misguided opinion because only Jesus Christ is able to redeem this guilt and thus the human being finds forgiveness solely through him, for all of humanity's sins have been atoned for by him. And this forgiveness by Jesus Christ must first take place before a soul will be able to voluntarily incarnate itself on earth again for the sake of a mission or in order to render help. For an enlightened soul is aware of people's heartless state on earth, especially in the last days, and it is also willing to actively help so that people will ignite love within themselves, so that they will exercise compassion, so that they will be able to develop all virtues when they live in the vicinity of a deformed or unhappy person. For I repeatedly emphasize that return incarnations to Earth certainly happen but that they all have their specific reasons, yet a still immature soul will never return to Earth as the result of my will in order to make up for what it had neglected to do on Earth. Only voluntary sacrifices of atonement can persuade me to give my permission, but these always have to be preceded by their own salvation through Jesus Christ. The fact that such a soul will also have the opportunity to attain a high degree of maturity on this earth is understandable, because every voluntary sacrifice will be acknowledged and blessed by me. Amen.